The strike will continue tomorrow. We haven't heard anything definite from the government. They say that they want to reach a settlement as quickly as possible, but haven't yet come forward with any concrete proposals for meetings at which they will put a new offer on the table. And on the contrary, have unfortunately been making a lot of quite provocative remarks about trying to force people back to work, which is obviously not helpful at all. We urgently need some progress around a new offer which can be negotiated, put to the members, and then we can get everybody back to work and get all our services running again.
So what do you think has been the stumbling block?
That is hard to tell, because it's a question you have to ask the government. The unions have made it clear throughout this dispute that they're always ready to reopen their negotiations and look at new proposals. But these have not yet been forthcoming from the government, and so it's very frustrating for the union leaders. But obviously we will keep putting the pressure on behind the scenes to try to get some progress.
We also heard reports that COSATU has threatened to withdraw its support for the ANC leadership. Why such a drastic move?
A report from Reuters, which was not accurate. It was their interpretation of a comment that was made in a COSATU statement that we will not support all COSATU candidates, particularly those who are known to be corrupt or lazy. In other words, will not give a blank check. And somebody at Reuters decided that this implied a withdrawal of support for the ANC as a whole, which is not the position which we have adopted.
When do you expect to go back to the negotiating table with the government?
We don't know. Obviously, we know what we would like to do, which would be go back first thing tomorrow. But obviously, we have to get a move from the other side. There's something on the table to discuss.
Will the strikes continue until the government meets COSATU's demands?
If that's what the members so decide. Ultimately, they're the only people who can call this off. There hasn't been any indication that they're prepared to go back on the terms offered in the last government offer.
President Zuma was saying that it was unconscionable for hospital workers, among other people, with leaving babies in incubators. Will this have any impact at all on your negotiations with the government if it happens?
No, and it shouldn't. We have always said that we deeply regret the inconvenience and hardship that this strike will cause. We would like to be able to make sure that all essential services are kept running. But the problem has yet again been frustrated by the government, which won't come to the table and tell us which workers they regard as essential service workers, which we can agree jointly should be able to continue working during the strike, and which are not. They just make vague references to all essential service workers should return to work, but without ever actually saying who they're referring to. And clearly it's just an attempt to try and intimidate everybody into getting back to work.
Now, Patrick, Thamba Maseko, the government spokesman, said that government will be borrowing money to pay wages and debt service costs. This, he said, is not only unsustainable, but require future generations to pay for our current spending. What is your take on that?
Future generations, more than anybody else, need efficient, well-run public services. And the one of the aims of this dispute, which tends to get less publicity, is to try to improve the quality of service, because it's generally agreed that one of the biggest problems with the public services in the past have been the staff are so low paid that they become demotivated, demoralized, and aren't able to offer the kind of service which we all want. And so increasing the wages is an essential step in improving the quality of service. And that's why, if the government has to raise money from other areas, that's fine. This is a national priority. It's precisely the sort of thing that they ought to be raising money for.
So what is COSATU's next line of action now that the government seemed not to be coming forward with proposals about negotiating to resolve this impasse?
The next move from COSATU's side, if it's necessary, is to mobilize its supporters throughout the trade union movement in the private sector as well as the public sector to take solidarity action in support of the public service workers' strike. And that should start to take effect this week, possibly from Thursday. Although, of course, we all hope that by then it will become unnecessary because there will be new proposals and new talks.